Okay, seeing none, we're going to now move on to a really exciting agenda item. And that is our first report from our youth counselors. So I welcome our youth counselors, Leah Ferguson and Emily Mountjoy, to approach the podium and present us with their first inaugural report to council.
Good evening, Madam Mayor and Council. My name is Leah Ferguson. I'm attending Port Hope High School and I'm in grade 10. In school, I participate in volleyball, soccer, tennis, badminton, and three pitch. I'm also part of student council, school reach, drama club, and environment club. Outside of school, I work on my parents' farm, Garden Hill Farmers Market. I'm also a very active member of the volunteering community, volunteering at Port Hope, Fall Fair, and for Critical Mass. I'm very excited to have the opportunity to work alongside this council, and I'm looking forward to providing the perspective of youth within the community.
Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Mayor and Council. My name is Emily Mountjoy and I'm 14 years old. I'm currently a grade 8 at Dr. M.S. Hawkins and plans to graduate the next week and going on to CCI in Coburg. I'm a French immersion student and I participate in every sport offered at my school. I'm as well a member of almost every club, including ski club, our writing club, I have the tech club, and as well as many others. I have three siblings, an older brother, a younger brother, and a younger sister. I've lived in Port Hope for nearly 4 years, and I'm very excited for this opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And again, we are going to clap to welcome our youth counselors. And we are very excited to be working with you moving into the future. I think we have two amazing representatives of our community. So we look forward to much collaboration moving forward. Thank you for those reports. Moving on to item number 7, delegations. It's now time for delegations. And we have two delegations on the agenda tonight. Please remember that you have 10 minutes to present. One of our delegations has requested an extra 5 minutes, and I have granted this request. So we're going to start with delegation 7.1. Sarah Mora, Vote 16 Canada, regarding expanding voting age and empowering 16 and 17-year-olds. And this is very much in line with just having heard from our new youth counselors. So I now welcome Sarah to our podium. Please just press the purple button and we look forward to your presentation.
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor Hankivsky and members of council. My name is Sarah Mora and I am the co-chair of Vote 16 Canada. I'm an avid advocate for inclusion of youth within our democracy and I wanted to say thank you greatly for giving me this opportunity to stand before you today. I'll start off by giving some background on Vote 16 Canada. Vote 16 is a nonpartisan grassroots campaign nationally led by youth across the country. We encourage and support efforts to extend democratic rights to Canadian youth and have their voices heard within our democracy. By including 16 and 17-year-olds, this speaks to a fairer and stronger democratic environment where more people's voices can be represented in the decisions that are being made. In today's political climate, we are facing several long-term challenges to our communities, such as the affordability crisis, environmental sustainability and health, educational systems, and more, all of which are issues that young people face and yet are grossly underrepresented despite being key stakeholders. There have been several instances where young people have been granted the opportunity to get involved in Canada, most notably and most recently, Vote 16's Toronto campaign for extending polling rights to 16 and 17-year-olds in neighborhood polls, led by Councillor Diane Sachs, was passed in Toronto City Council just this April, setting a new precedent for the city and municipalities across the country. In other instances, 16 and 17-year-olds in Montreal, Vancouver, and Mont-Saint-Hilaire were enabled to contribute to participatory budget projects. These past cases of change-making were possible because youth within their respective communities showed up for the rights and voices, similarly to how youth within the municipality of Port Hope are showing up for change. We are proposing that the municipality extends eligibility for select advisory boards, committees, and working groups to 16 and 17-year-old residents. Said advisory boards would include the Port Hope Public Library Board, Parks and Recreation and Culture Advisory Committee, Accessibility Advisory Committee, Environmental Advisory Committee, and the Heritage Port Hope Advisory Committee. Making this shift is in an effort to engage the municipality's youth will increase their local decision-making and civic participation. This change recognizes growth within the community and a potential for further growth with civic engagement and knowledge of young people within the community and effectively prepares them for future involvement. Advisory committees play an essential role in providing recommendations to council on important community matters spanning from environmental sustainability to accessibility and cultural preservation. By engaging youth in these important conversations, their sense of community, responsibility, and active citizenship is going to be fostered from an early age. The youth of Port Hope are ready to get involved and have demonstrated a strong commitment to important civic issues. Two youth residents of Port Hope campaigning alongside Vote 16, Sam Naduratta and Pavin Guman, took the initiative to start a petition for young leaders of Port Hope and extending eligibility for the aforementioned committees and advisory bodies. Gathering just over 50 signatures, and it is clear the community is eager for this change. When advocating for the advancement of our democracy through the engagement of young people, one of the largest questions is surrounding youth competency and their maturity. Adolescent psychologists say individuals age 16 have adult levels of maturity when it comes to long-term and thought-out decision-making that is involved in civic participation. This established maturity is differentiated from the misconception of immaturity through the dual systems model for cognition, denoting the difference between when a person performs a task in a deliberative, emotionally neutral, thought-out context versus when a person is impulsive or under stress. These two modes develop at different rates, with cold cognition reaching a plateau at about 16 years old. Young people who are more motivated and engaged than ever, enfranchising youth within civic processes shows that they will become more civically informed as a result. Not only will this recommendation benefit the youth of Port Hope, but the municipality more broadly. With the foreseen increase in civic engagement and knowledge of young people in Port Hope, they will be effectively prepared for more complex engagement and involvement within the community as they age. In terms of decision-making at a local level, having youth perspectives in said advisory bodies will bring new and diverse ideas necessary for further prosperity and development within the municipality. In the long term, this kind of change will prove to be immensely beneficial to engagement, inclusivity within the community, and its democracy. By engaging young people civically early on, they are introduced to active citizenship and their civic responsibilities, thus increasing the likelihood that they will remain engaged through adulthood. This will effectively bolster aspects of local democracy, such as voter turnout and accurate representation. I strongly urge you to consider this recommendation and am eager to see what more the bright, eager youth of this municipality will bring to this campaign. So if you'd like to learn more about Vote 16, our social media is on the screen. And if you'd like to contact us about anything at all, our email is also posted. I'd like to sincerely thank you all for your time and your consideration, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much for that excellent and very clear and inspiring presentation. And I want to also thank your group for reaching out to me and for taking me up on coming to delegate to this council, and importantly, for reaching out to the youth of our community and getting them engaged in the conversation about how they can become more involved in all the workings of our community. So thank you. And you did a terrific job. So I'm going to turn it over now to my fellow counselors for questions, comments. Councillor Less.
Yeah, just one question. If you got the vote at 16 or 17, mm-hmm. how does that affect you becoming a candidate, which can't happen until you're 18?
Well, it's not necessarily so young people can become involved in politics as a career, but rather that they get to make contribute to the important decisions that are being made surrounding their education or their their entry-level jobs and employment and all these different things that do inherently affect young people. So the goal with that is to have a more inclusive democracy that accommodates a larger percentage of the Canadian population. Thank you for the question.
Thank you for your answer.
Any other questions or comments? Yes, the Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. So thank you for your presentation. I have a couple of questions. So you're asking that the aid, we're not asking for a youth position, you're asking for these committees just to lower the age so you could have multiple people of that age category on a committee. Is that right?
Yeah, that's basically the goal.
Okay. So one more question and then just a comment. The select group that you picked, I noticed there's a few up there, like Civic Awards isn't on the list. Is there a reason you picked
these? So the list of groups that we chose were ones that we believed were most directly affecting youth. But of course, we would be open to including other groups, but these are the main ones that stood out to us when selecting which we think would impact young people the most.
Okay, thank you. And then just one comment or feedback is that the library board is actually a legislative, it's under the Library Boards Act, which is an Ontario legislation. So okay. That one we may not have control, but you're certainly welcome. Those are open to the public and you're certainly welcome to attend and listen and provide feedback to those members outside of the committee. But and there's also the Friends of the Library, which is a great opportunity as well. So I just wanted to mention that about the library one.
Thank you.
I see Councillor Adam and then Councillor Clare. Yes.
I'll just make a very quick comment I really appreciate you bringing this forward. I fully support. I think that it's a fantastic initiative. As you can see with our youth councillors here, I think that it is an incredible addition to the municipality, having the youth being engaged into our different committees. And I will at this point pass this over maybe to Elena to pass to Clare.
Councillor Clare.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I did follow the petition online a little bit with interest, and I applaud you for bringing this forward. I also echo Councillor Adam. I'm fully in support and would actually like to bring forward an alternative motion so that we're not going to just receive this for information. Mm-hmm. To the question from Councillor Mink, I actually think there might be some committees where we should consider having a dedicated youth seat. It strikes me that on issues like the environmental sustainability, this is really about the future. And that might be an example of where that could be appropriate. So to that end, I'd like to bring forward a motion such that the presentation by Sarah Mora, vote 16, be referred to the Advisory Committee Bylaw Review, which is actually already underway, for further consideration, and that further consideration of adding more youth involvement in municipal advisory committees be part of that review.
Thank you, Councillor Clare. Excellent motion. And Councillor Adam, I'm assuming you want to second that, yes? Okay, any further discussion or comments on this? Councillor Todd.
Thank you. I'd add one comment, which is simply every time, you know, youth come and speak to us, I'm always impressed. It simply is another example of why you should be included in these conversations. So thank you so much for representing and thank you for bringing that motion forward.
Any last comments? Okay, all in favor? That's passed unanimously. Thank you, Sarah, and thank you for reaching out and thank you for being here tonight. You're changing Port Hope.